Republican Party leaders gathered in Washington this week for their annual winter meeting. They approved new rules for the 2016 presidential primaries designed to create a more orderly path to the GOP nomination and the party hopes to the White House. But this week's meeting also provided an opportunity to see how far Republicans have come in an effort they began a year ago to reach out to new voters, especially young people and minorities and women. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
For yesterday's luncheon speech at the Republican National Committee meeting, the party turned to one of its newest high-profile stars, first-term U.S. Senator Tim Scott, a conservative African-American businessman who embodies what officials say is a party that can expand its base. Scott was very much on message.
We are going to have to embrace people in a way that they deserve to be embraced. And I will tell you that as we embrace people in a new and fantastic way, we will encourage them to find the potential within themselves to maximize their potential. And when we win people, elections will take care of themselves.
But over the course of the three-day RNC meetings, there were some mixed messages on reaching out to new voters. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee delivered a big speech. He spoke about ending divisiveness in the party. Some call it a civil war between the Tea Party and establishment Republicans. But Huckabee also stirred controversy with this line about winning the votes of women.
And if the Democrats want to insult the women of America by making them believe that they are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them a prescription each month for birth control because they cannot control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government, then so be it. Let us take that discussion all across America.
It didn't exactly fit in with the Republican Party's rebranding effort, which began a year ago following the party's poor showing in the 2012 elections. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus reacted cautiously to Huckabee.
I don't know what he's talking about. What I can tell you is that I think he was trying to make the comment that government can't be involved in every part of everyone's life.
Mostly, however, the GOP rebranding that was the talk of RNC meetings last year was in the background this year. Louisiana's Republican Party chairman, Roger Villery, said progress is being made, though he denied that Republicans have a problem with women voters or with minorities.
I think that the perception and what some of the Democrats want us to look like is, you know, that we have a problem with we don't have a problem with minorities. Maybe we have a problem articulating our positions. I think we have to show the minorities how, you know, we really feel like that they can do better being part of the Republican Party. We open with welcome alls.
Looking ahead to 2016, the party moved to ensure that the presidential primary season will be shorter, likely beginning that February and wrapping up as early as May. Chairman Priebus said the last primary cycle, which included a long season of many, many GOP debates, was damaging to the nominee and the party.
We don't want a six-month slice and dice festival in our party. It's not good for picking a president. It's not good for our party.
There was also lots of chatter at this Republican gathering about one person they see as the likely Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, though she was sometimes referred to as, quote, she who must not be named. The line got laughs, but the party leadership wants the GOP as a whole to not get distracted by internal battles and to focus on what it takes to win. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.